From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The ride-sharing company Uber has steered its self-driving car tests right on out of California and parked them in Arizona. This happened after the California DMV revoked registrations for its vehicles because Uber started testing them in San Francisco without the proper permits, according to the DMV. Seeing an opportunity, Arizona's governor invited Uber to do the tests in his state. So what does Arizona stand to gain from giving Uber the green light? Marketplace's Adam Allington has more.
If there's one thing Republican governors love to do, it's to tell the world their state is open for business. Now, Arizona's governor's hailing Uber's move as a triumph of the state's business climate over California's bureaucracy. Kevin Beastie is with Arizona's Department of Transportation.
Let's work with industry within the existing framework, and if regulations are needed, we'll tackle it at that time. But for right now, there's really nothing that we see that we need to regulate.
Beastie says Arizona's pitch is part of a broader strategy to lure tech startups from other states, but not everybody sees Uber's move as that big a deal.
How many people and how much money will really be spent to test, 16 cars in one state versus the other?
Carl Brower is with Kelley Blue Book. He says there's also some risk for Arizona.
Of course, if there's an accident in Arizona that results from an autonomous vehicle that wasn't as well regulated as it should have been, that statement could come back to bite him.
Brower points to Michigan as the true competitor to California for autonomous vehicle R&D. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.